boss ladies. Let's talk a little bit about the concept of leveling up. So I'm sure you will have come across numerous quotes about this at some stage, either on Insta or on Facebook, where someone has said something along the lines of, every phase in your life is going to require a different version of you. Or someone might have said something like, you know, people aren't always going to understand your journey and how things are unfolding, but you need to do the work and you need to level up anyway. So I just wanted to unpack that a little bit because I actually had someone email me over the weekend and ask me about this. And it got me thinking about the fact that every phase in my life has in fact required a different version of me. And I think this is a universal concept, whether you are female or male, whether you're married or not, whether you've got kids or not, none of it matters because I think the phases that we go through in life are pretty much universal. So if you think, you know, despite all of the hardships, and I know a lot of people really have a tough time growing up and going to college, but for the most of us, if you think back to like high school, for instance, the version of yourself that you needed to be in high school, you know, what was your biggest challenge? It was getting through the day, right? It was passing your subjects, playing your sports, participating in whatever activities you participated in, having some friends, trying not to get bullied, right? And not being made fun of. Because I think when you're a teenager, I think there's nothing worse than, you know, being the butt of everyone's jokes. So you didn't really need to be extra deep or very mature, very responsible. You just really needed to get through that phase of your life. And when you go to college, it's pretty similar. You know, you start becoming a little bit more responsible. You start being mindful about the money that you spend and how you earn your money. And this changes the minute you start working and you take those first steps in your career. It changes again when you actually meet someone and you're involved in a relationship and you're talking about settling down. It changes when you decide to have children. You know, your priorities change and the things that you're interested in are going to change as well, because you need to suddenly learn a whole bunch of new skills. It's the same when you get promoted at work, right? You suddenly need to learn a whole bunch of new skills, all kinds of new language. And that is really where that concept of leveling up comes from. And it's not about being arrogant or forgetting where you come from. Some of the most inspiring leaders that I know are so connected 30, 40 years later to their humble beginnings. If you think of someone like Richard Branson, for instance, still always goes back to why he started his company in the first place, always remembers being that weird, uncomfortable kid with big dreams. And I think it's really important that we all keep in mind where we come from and what is motivating us to do what we do. So really make sure that you have a purpose and that you're not just leveling sideways or possibly leveling down or just settling or just getting by. So it's important to have goals and plans and to know what it is that you're working towards, what it is that you're trying to build. For me right now, the journey that I'm on and all the writing that I'm doing and all of the people that I get to help, it requires me to do two main things. One isn't really a problem for me because I've been this way my entire life, and that is that I never stop reading, I never stop learning and wanting to improve my knowledge and my ability to competently share that knowledge in a simple, accessible way with other people. So that's not really a challenge for me. The second thing that I really need to do to level up and to be able to cope with the next level in my evolution as a human and on this journey that I'm on is I need to start focusing, and I'll be very honest with you, I need to start focusing on my own health and fitness, right? Because the kind of work that I'm doing now is requiring a lot more physical exertion of me than an ordinary office job used to. So I don't get to sit around in front of a computer screen all the time as much anymore. So there's a lot more physical activity, there's a lot more traveling, there's keynote speaking, I'm on my feet a lot, I'm walking a lot, my back is killing me because I'm in my 40s. So I've needed to consciously make the decision that for me to be the best version of myself and for me to be able to serve the women that I help better, I need to be physically stronger and fitter. So I need to really step up my game in that regard. And when I was in my 20s, I was really good at that. And somewhere along the line in my late 30s, I've kind of lost sight of the importance of that. And I've been a little bit out of integrity with what I know to be true on a soul level. And there's lots of reasons for that, which I'm happy to unpack with you if you're working with me as a coaching client. I'm very honest about the things that I go through, and you might pick some of it up in my writing as well. But effectively what has happened is that I've not been taking as good care of my health and my physical well-being and my fitness as what I should. And it is actually having a negative impact right now on my ability to do my best work. So intellectually, yes, my game is super strong, but physically I'm getting tired and exhausted a lot sooner than what I really should be, given what I'm required to do right now. So my learning from that and what I'm sharing with you is that you need to be mindful of where it is that you're going and what it is that you're going to need. So think of it as going on a journey, going on vacation, and making that list of the stuff that you need to pack, right? Are you going somewhere where there's, you know, there's a beach and you need to pack numerous different swimsuits? You may be going out for a few drinks, so you want to pack something kind of fancy and cute and sexy. You know what I mean. So it's all around just being mindful of the fact that you're going to need different tools and skills and different strengths at different times in your life. And you need to be very clear on where you're going and why you need those things so that you can actually commit to doing the work to reach the goals that you want to reach and be really, really clear on why you're doing it. So I'm very clear right now as I get ready to hit the gym this morning with my sore back and go and do some Pilates and strengthen my core. I'm very clear on why I'm doing it and why I need to do it. And I hope that you can do the same. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, get ready to level up, girl. I'll chat to you again.